Marco.
Do you have any coffee? I haven't left my apartment in 4 days.
Help yourself.
Thanks. Hey, it's cold.
It's yesterday's coffee. I was going to make a fresh pot, but then I said, why? Why does it matter? I said that right out loud to myself.
I've been sitting on the couch for what seems like forever watching those damn cooking and real estate shows.
You like those?
No, I just didn't change the channel.
Oh.
Lena, Marco, good morning.
My cousin Katie from Ketchikan.
Hi, Katie.
With you guys. You're like a couple of bumps on a log.
It happens sometimes in January or February.
You tell yourself, I live in Seattle, I should be okay.
But sometimes it feels like the drizzle will never stop. The gray will never lift.
And you feel heavy like somebody turned up the knob on the gravity.
Oh, you Seattle people can be such kittens about things. Little tiny kittens.
Katie.
You should try Alaska. The sun doesn't just hide behind a cloud. It never comes up. It's colder, darker, and harsher. Up north, it can kill you. We know all about the winter blues. I could tell you the science, but let's let someone else do that. Ken?
The winter blues are actually SAD, or seasonal affective disorder. You see, every day we absorb unhappiness proteins from the environment. These bond with the triphasium receptors on the serotonin-producing foosball cells that line the synarsial pathways in the hippocampus. Without UV light, these molecules of misery build up. Sunlight is like Dow scrubbing bubbles, cleansing our brains.
Katie, who is that?
Ken Jennings, the all-time Jeopardy champion.
Hi, guys.
What is he doing here?
Oh, I ran into him at SudokuCon. He lost a bet to me, and now he has to follow me around for the day being smart.
That's weird.
I know how to cure what ails you. Now get dressed, you lazy pumpkins.
But, Katie...
We're exhausted.
As my very wise and loving Grandma Shirley would say, I'll give you to the count of three. The key to finding the strength to keep going during the dark days is the four C's. The first C is for crafting.
Crafting?
Crafting is an activity that involves making something in a skillful manner using your hands. It comes from the German word Kraftspeligwürfen. A literal translation of which is, the loom sings with the yarn of my aunt.
Keeping your hands busy lifts your spirits. That's why we're here at Helen's Hobby Hut.
Oh, look who it is. My favorite crafter, Katie.
My cousin Katie from Ketchikan.
Helen, I have a couple of sad sacks here in desperate need of some craft therapy.
Came to the right place, you did. You caught me in the middle of crocheting a toilet cozy.
Toilet cozy?
It's a cozy for the John. See how I'm incorporating seashells and beanie babies?
This really helps.
Oh, yes. Your hands are connected to your heart and soul. Different crafts are perfect for different problems. For example, if you're angry and can't let go of that anger, you should make something like this.
Okay, what is that?
A textured painting is like a sand painting, only not with sand. First, I smashed up some hazelnut shells with a hammer. And maybe somebody could picture, hypothetically, her husband who drained the retirement account so he could buy his Ukrainian mistress straight teeth and new big boots. Then, get the hot glue gun going. Oh, yeah, nice and hot.
Helen?
Yeah, that's gonna leave a mark.
Helen?
Helen!
Lena and Marco aren't angry. They have a case of sad.
Oh, I know what you need. A gentle craft, not too taxing. Soothing. Oh, yes.
What is it?
We're going to make lint men.
Lint men?
Little men made out of dryer lint. I've got buckets of it. Bye, Lennon. Thanks for stopping in. Oh, and hey, next time I'm going to get you kittens to knitting.
That was nice, and you got souvenirs.
Yeah, lint with googly eyes glued on.
They do lose their shape pretty quick. Lint is a forgiving yet fickle medium.
I'm gonna call mine Dwyer.
Oh, Okay, here we are at our next C, Chinese foot massage.
The practice of Chinese foot massage, which is related to reflexology, dates back to the Ming Dynasty. It's been said, ah, jeepers, Katie, it's just going down to the ID to get your feet rubbed. What else can I say?
Well, you could have said it in Mandarin.
Thin ice, Katie. Thin, thin ice.
Katie.
Sue!
My cousin Katie from Ketchikan.
How's the foot business?
Ah, you know, feet, feet, feet.
This is Lena and Marco, Sue. I need something special. When I was in Ketchikan, there was this guy from Shanghai who would take the most miserable, beaten-down, snow-crazy, frostbitten losers, and with only the power of foot massage, he'd rub the will to live back into them. Can you do that, Sue?
Katie, I make no promises. You two, sit.
I don't know about this.
My socks aren't so fresh.
Henry! Charles! These are my sons. Although they have brought disgrace and shame upon me many times, they are the best.
They look mean.
Rough.
Begin the foot massaging.
If it's a foot massage, why is he starting at my head?
I'm not sure. I'm sure.
Yikes, careful of the... Oh, yeah. Oh,
is he standing on me?
Oh, the hands, oh, the hands.
Thanks, Sue.
No problem, Katie.
Lena, Marco, how was it?
I wanted to give Henry my number.
I wanted to give Charles my...
The next C is comfort food. Right, Ken?
The ancient Greeks believed that demons known as Koia Kragi lived in the lining of your stomach, and they would shout at you while you slept. The only way to quiet these creatures was with salt, sugar, and fat.
Here we are!
Welcome to Lule. Oh, ah, bonjour, Katie. Yeah, I'm so in debt with you. You saved my life.
Oh, it was just the Heimlich maneuver.
It was a Heimlich while we were driving on the Harley Davidson motorcycle on I-5 at 90 miles an hour. I believe that's 144.8 kilometers.
Lena, Marco, this is Chef Thierry Rotero.
Thierry Rotero was born in the Muscadet region of France. A James Beard award-winning chef, he owns and runs the restaurants Luke and Lule in Seattle and is on the board of the Western Washington nonprofit Food Lifeline. He was raised by farm animals and is known as the chef in the hat.
Oh, why is that?
Because I am a chef and I wear a hat.
Oh!
I will make for you my extra comfort junk food version of the Croque Madame.
Ooh, a winter sandwich.
Stuffed with two small round waffles. The waffle was invented by the French, and but it is often the Belgium who take the credit. Awful story. The Belgium are wrong, as they so often are. On one, you will place approximately 6 ounces of melted Gruyere. That would be about 170 grams if you're in the metric system. On the other, you want to spread 2.54 centimeters of Nutella. Then you want to crumble a handful of ranch-flavored Doritos. I have tried using the homemade Doritos. It is just not worth it. So, put your waffle together and truss it with bacon string.
Bacon string?
Narrow strips of bacon woven together to form a meat twine. I prefer an artisanal bacon from Nova Scotia called Pig Dreams. It is the closest thing I have found to the pigs of my youth in France.
Ah.
Now, some people will bread the sandwich at this point with a panko, but oh no. I like things simple. So now, you will pop the whole thing in the deep fryer for about 6 minutes. And fish it out and put it on a nice platter. Et voilà!
Mmm!
I like to serve it smothered with a lavender lamb gravy and chorizo medallions.
Oh!
That's good!
Oh, Don't eat it all. We're gonna need some for our last stop.
Where are we?
White Center.
A charming little slice of unincorporated King County.
Ooh, it's cute.
There's a lot of beer cans.
The fourth C for curing seasonal depression is critters. Put the last little bits of your sandwich on the ground.
Okay.
Oh, look.
What are they, kittens?
No, they're rascally little ducks and puppies.
Oh, are we going to cuddle puppies?
Ken Jennings, what was White Center's nickname?
Since the 1940s, White Center has been known as Rat City.
Rats! Oh, my God. They're huge.
A hungry pack of rats this size can strip the flesh off an adult human in 23 seconds.
Okay, Lena, Marco, now is the moment of truth. If you quit, if you decide to let winter win, just stay here and it will all be over in 23 seconds. But if you want to live, run!
Oh, my God, they're huge! Look at their filthy! Go, 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 go!
Oh, wow! That was close! I think those rats got their teeth in my knockoff Jimmy Choo's.
Oh, the adrenaline rush, what a high, I loved it.
In Alaska, we usually use weasels and badgers, but rats will do in a pinch.
Katie, when you said you met Ken at SudokuCon, you met SakuraCon, right? That's the thing where all the kids dress up like elves and magic weasel queens, right?
No, SudokuCon, where folks dress up like numbers and pencils. Ken, of course, came as a number 3. I was a perky little 7.
Oh.
Oh, in the bet.
Alex, what is? I am sworn to secrecy.
My cousin Katie from Ketchikan.
Next time on Cousin Katie.
Lena?
Yes, Katie?
I have something we need to talk about.
Oh.
And maybe you better sit down.
Knockety knock knock, somebody needs some Nutella pronto.
Marco, Katie was just about to tell me something serious. She made me sit down.
Oh no, Katie has cancer?
Oh, I don't have cancer, you silly thing. I just feel like I need to really live the unique Seattle experience.
Oh Lord, she's gonna go poly.
Poly?
Polyamorous.
Katie, is this true? Are you going poly?
Oh heavens no, I could have stayed in Alaska and done that. I'm gonna move.
No! No!
I'm gonna get me an apartment.
A pod?
Yep. Micro living, here I come.
My cousin Katie from Ketchikan. My cousin Katie.
Join Chef Terry in helping Food Lifeline provide food to 675,000 people through food banks, hot meal programs, shelters, and more. Find out how online at foodlifeline.org. Let's have another round of applause for our special guests, Ken Jennings and Terry Rothbaum. You're listening to Sandbox Radio. Catch up on past episodes in iTunes or Stitcher. For more information on upcoming live shows and to access our podcast archive, visit us online at sandboxradio.org. The Food of Love was recorded in front of a live audience at ACT Theater in Seattle on January 13, 2014. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart, and this podcast was mixed by Dave Pascal. Our sound tech was Max Langley, and our stage managers were Susie Butler and Colleen Nielsen. Support Sandbox Radio with a tax-deductible donation online at sandboxradio.org. Thanks for listening.